With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel reports the successful rescue of one of the hostages held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza, the first such rescue since the war began. It's a war that Prime Minister Netanyahu says will not be won if Israel gives in to pressure to go along with a ceasefire.
I hope and pray that civilized nations everywhere will back this fight, because Israel's fight is your fight. Because if Hamas and Iran's axis of evil win, you will be their next target. That's why Israel's victory will be your victory.
The Israeli military says it has killed a Hamas commander who oversaw key aspects of the brutal October 7th attack on civilians, the attack that sparked the war. And there's been another drone attack on U.S. troops in Iraq, but no casualties have been reported. Secretary of State Blinken and Defense Secretary Austin on Capitol Hill today for a Senate hearing, making the case for President Biden's $105 billion funding request for Israel and Ukraine. Also, at SRNnews.com, the president's name will not appear on the ballot in next year's New Hampshire primary.
Nearly a year ago, the president announced that South Carolina would be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season calendar. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. So Mr. Biden chose to stay off the ballot there. As a result, he will rely on a write-in campaign when New Hampshire voters go to the polls early next year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Day two of a court hearing in a bid to keep Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot in Colorado. Mr. Trump's legal team argues the lawsuit is little more than an attempt by Democrats to derail the former president's attempt to reclaim his old job. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 78 points, the Nasdaq off 73. This is SRN News. Sunday marks the International Day of Prayer for the persecuted church.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are being abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. And so their brothers and sisters in safer places are being urged to offer special prayers on November 5th. Many Christians in foreign countries are killed or beaten for their faith. In other places, the persecution may take the form of being denied work, education, or access to relief supplies in times of disaster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals are happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, whose 13 million members comprise the nation's largest Protestant denomination. Johnson is a strong pro-lifer, and he opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The impact of the Israel-Hamas conflict being felt far beyond the battlefield, in this case, in Russia. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Worldwide protests against Israel since the October 7th Hamas invasion continue to grow more violent. On Sunday night, anti-Semitic mobs trashed the airport at the Russian Republic of Dagestan as rioters searched for Jewish passengers that arrived aboard a flight to Tel Aviv. The mob checked passengers' passports to ascertain national identities, only to find all aboard carried Russian IDs. The rioters then moved outside the terminal to inspect vehicles leaving the airport. Officials at the Israeli embassy in Moscow worked with Russian officials in a futile attempt to defuse the situation. 15 Jewish Israeli passengers were protected at the airport until it was safe to fly them to Moscow. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.